Blog Talk Radio.
Go running around and round and around in circles by our official band, Newborn, with their amazing music. If you want to hear more, you go to newborn.com. They are growing so quickly, I suggest you go right now. But at this moment, it's time to step into the tippy zone, where we explore the other side of reality, the side that allows you to reshape your life, to step into your power, and to connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk. My name is Tippy Felsenstein, and I am dedicated to explore a life that is lived with clarity, confidence, control, and awareness. And today, we are going to have a guest that is absolutely amazing. Dr. Alicia Armistead is no ordinary doctor. She's the kind of doctor that takes healing seriously, very seriously. She's a chiropractor with the Healing Arts of New York, and she helps people achieve maximum health. Now, what does that mean? That's what she's going to tell us. She uses a process called nutrition response testing to identify the individual's nutritional needs, and she can help many people avoid taking lots of medications and hospital visits. And let me give you a disclaimer. It's not that she would ever tell anyone not to go to the hospital or not to go to a doctor. It's just when you're healthy, then why would you? And a little bit of background about Dr. Armistead is she earned her Bachelor's of Science and a Doctor of Chiropractic degree from the University of Bridgeport and the University of Bridgeport Chiropractic College. And also, while she was enrolled at the university, she attended over 250 hours of seminars on all kinds of topics, including kinesiology, sports injuries, rehabilitation, neurology, and nutrition. And to top that off, and that's why I said she's not just a doctor, she also became certified in applied kinesiology. Now, what is that? You will have to stand by and wait for her to explain to you. And in May 2006, she's one of the applied kinesiology was in May 2006. But also on top of that, she's only one of the handful practitioners in New York City to be certified as a master in nutrition response testing, which she also does, which she's also going to explain to us what that is. And so if you're not feeling well, you know where to go. She also has another very unusual product, which I have never seen before, and those are the chakra glasses. So how do all those things tie together, and what can Dr. Alicia Armistead do for you? That's what you're about to find out. That is very impressive. In fact, Dr. Alicia Armistead sounds like Superwoman that we all aspire to be. And that is why I'm so excited and delighted that she's here with us today. And if you're anywhere near New York metropolitan area, you're lucky enough to be able to make an appointment and to go see her. And so I would like to welcome Dr. Alicia Armistead to Tippy Talk. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Tippy. Absolutely. I'd love the opportunity to explain, you know, all those different tools and techniques that you just shared with the audience.
Yeah, it sounds like you do way too much. Like, you know, I just run out of energy just thinking about it, but I have a feeling that they somehow all tie together.
Yes, my degree and license is in chiropractic medicine, and as a chiropractor, I look at the body, the joints, the muscles, the way that the nerves are running through the body, giving support to the muscles and helping people out of pain. And as a chiropractor, I was interested in the nutrition aspect because that's how I was introduced to chiropractic when I was 16 years old. I had childhood asthma, and I was in and out of emergency rooms all the time with nebulizer treatments and prednisone, and it was getting worse and worse every year. And so as an alternative, my mother actually took me to Dr. Freddie Ubin, who was a chiropractor who specialized in nutrition, and he actually is the founder of nutrition response testing. And chiropractic and nutrition just sounds like a weird mix in to itself, but chiropractic has been around since 1898, and about the 1940s, chiropractors were actually seeing that they were having difficulty with their patients. What used to take, you know, 4 or 5 visits now took 12 visits. And so chiropractors were wondering why, you know, patients were actually sicker and not responding to chiropractic care in the 1940s. And then they realized it had to do with the nutrition change because World War II allowed for a lot more processed food. That's when canned foods came into play. That's when there was a lot more sugar in our diets. And so chiropractors actually started to study nutrition and bring that into the office care, because when you're eating processed foods, those foods, which aren't really foods, they're more like
poison.
You know, processed. Yeah, exactly. Toxins. The body looks at that stuff as toxins. Those toxins are in your system and running through, you know, the bloodstream, affecting whatever organs, you know, they may be affecting, and then therefore the body can't hold the chiropractic adjustment like it used to. So that's how chiropractic and nutrition have came together, and that's how I was introduced to it, because Dr. Freddie Ulan put me on a program of whole food supplements with taking specifically dairy and sugar out of my diet for me, and going through his nutrition program, I haven't actually used my inhaler ever since. So I'm no longer an asthma patient, and I was lucky enough to know that, you know, this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life when I graduated high school.
Wow, that's really good. Would you say that kind of diet of no milk and, dairy products and sugar would be good for anybody regardless? It's a good idea for anybody to do it, not just people that have asthma?
If I was to generalize, I would say that the most inflammatory foods are alcohol, caffeine, and white refined sugar. So if I was to generalize, I would say actually those three things would be what I would take out of everybody's diet. The dairy was very specific for me. It's very specific to sinus headache, you know, congestion for the lungs because it's mucus producing. So you'd want to get rid of dairy if anybody had any type of mucus producing problem. But nutrition response testing uses muscle testing, which is a way to figure out specifically what that body needs. But if I was to generalize, I would say no alcohol, caffeine, or white refined sugar.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a personal question. My daughter is pregnant, and her wonderful doctor told her that it's okay to drink one glass of wine a day. What would you say about that? Which she takes very seriously and drinks Well, not every day, but almost every day she'll drink a glass of wine saying, well, my doctor told me it's okay.
Yes, the wine is known to have resveratrol in it, which can be very good for the body. Again, everybody is different. I do take genetics into account as well. The Mediterranean genetics, you know, have a much easier time digesting wine than, let's say, mm-hmm. Asian genetics. Asians are actually known to have trouble with an enzyme to break down alcohol. So I would not generalize, and I don't agree with the generalization that a glass of wine a day is actually good for the body. But some people, it is. But I don't support the generalization for everybody.
So I love that. I love that you break it down so specifically into personal genetics, because you're right, everybody is different. And even genetically speaking, all Asians are still not the same, or all Europeans are still not the same. So
correct.
You have this specific test that I watched you do, which is amazing. Is that what you, that's not kinesiology, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can you describe that, how you test a specific person to know what it is that they might need?
Yes. What I'm about to explain is muscle testing, also known as applied kinesiology. Verbally, it's not the easiest thing to explain because it's much easier to see it in person or to even feel it in person. I know Tippi was very amazed when she first, you know, saw it and felt it when we met in person. If you are more interested in seeing it, there is a video on my website. My website is healingartsnyc.com, where you can see the muscle testing. The muscle testing I'm going to explain verbally. Chiropractors use it. Acupuncturists use it. It's not just for chiropractors, other healthcare professionals use it, but it was developed by a chiropractor in the 1960s. Muscle testing, you can use any muscle in the body. It's just easier to use an arm, and you can use either arm. And the person getting tested, so let's say there's a doctor and there's a patient, the patient with their arm to shoulder height, and it can be done standing or sitting or lying down. And the doctor will push on the arm, but just enough to, you know, match a pressure. It's not too strong. It's not too light. And in matching that pressure, the doctor can actually apply pressure on other parts of the body, and they'll put pressure on the thyroid. They'll put pressure on the liver. They'll put pressure on the stomach. And so that with one hand, they're putting pressure on the arm, and with the other hand, they're putting pressure on the organs. Now, if there's a problem in one of the organs, let's say I'm putting pressure on the liver, the body won't like the pressure, even though it's a small pressure. It'll send a signal up to the brain. It'll want to protect the liver. But if I push on the liver and I push on the arm at the same time, the arm will actually give a little bit. So what used to be a strong arm is now weak. And that's because the body doesn't care about the arm. It wants to protect the liver. So the arm will actually give. It's a neurological test. We're actually testing the autonomic nervous system. And so then that lets us know what organs go weak in the body and what organs are strong in the body. And then according to that, we can prescribe the right type of lifestyle, the right type whole food supplements, and design a clinical nutrition program for a patient.
Just to add to that, the link to that website is right below, if you are listening to this on the internet, right below this slideshow, there's a description, and then you'll find the link to this website, and you'll be able to see what she's talking about. Then that will make it very clear, because I understood everything you said, but I think it's because I already saw the video, and so I can connect it very easily. So if it's a little bit confusing and you don't really understand it, you check it out. And so through doing this, you can actually find very specific things on each individual, the things that bother them or they ail them, and then you know how to treat it, right? The idea is to find a diagnosis so you can give a prognosis for it.
Well, by law, I'm not there to treat or diagnose anything. If I really feel like there's a disease, I would refer a patient out. What I'm looking for in the muscle testing is just how the body is functioning. And sometimes people will come to me and they'll be like, I have stomach aches. The doctor says that there's nothing wrong. They went in with a camera. They don't see anything wrong, but I have stomach aches all the time. So there's not a disease yet, but obviously the patient knows that there's something wrong because they have the actual stomach pain. So I'm truly looking at the function of the body, functional medicine. And if I really do feel like something is diseased or they need blood work or an ultrasound, I would refer them to Western medicine. So it's complementary because sometimes people get confused and they feel like they have to choose between alternative or Western medicine. But no, it works hand in hand.
Right. So even as a chiropractor, you can't treat people, you just complement medical services.
As a chiropractor, yes. And so that was speaking about the nutrition. As a chiropractor, yes, I would diagnose, but it would be under the scope of any joints or muscles or nerve situations.
Got it. I understand. You have to be very careful with that because you don't want to mislead people into thinking that they're not going to need a doctor at all or that you are a medical doctor. I understand you have to be very careful. So specifically, if I have a friend that happens to have something that she's been to every test in the book and they can't find anything wrong with her, but her hair is falling out and she's going bald, would that be something that you would be able to test?
Yes. So knowing that it's the hair, and the hair is very responsive to specifically heavy metals in the body, that's what I would want to look at. Again, with the muscle testing, there's an aspect to it that I didn't explain yet that uses homeopathic test kits, that uses homeopathic little vials. And so using the muscle testing, I can test for heavy chemicals, heavy metals, any type of food sensitivities, and any type of immune challenges, bacteria, parasites, fungus, or viruses. And knowing your friend's hair is falling out and yet the doctors don't see anything wrong, I would first think about heavy metals because the body is very smart and it doesn't want the metal in the body. So it's literally putting the heavy metal in the hair and then that's causing the hair to fall out.
Wow. That makes so much sense. I'm definitely sending that friend to you. Definitely.
Yes, thank you. And actually, for patient education, I'll tell everybody now, one of the heavy metals that we interact with all the time that shows up a lot in my office that nobody even thinks of as a problem is aluminum toxicity. Because we use aluminum foil, we use aluminum pots and pans, we drink out of aluminum cans, and there's even aluminum in our deodorants. So if you feel like heavy metal might be one of...
I should throw out all my aluminum. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
If you feel like heavy metal might be an issue, you can always do some of your own research. But stainless steel is okay. And Teflon pots and pans are okay. It's just if Teflon gets scratched, underneath that is aluminum. And, yes, so, you know, maybe slowly replace it and get that one really good stainless steel pan or something.
No, what I love is the aluminum things that are disposable. You know, that's what I love about it. But then I don't have to wash dishes. But if it's going to kill me, then I guess I can handle washing a few dishes.
Yes.
Yeah. That makes sense. Wow. Okay. So, that's, yeah, so much I'm learning that I didn't know. And, yeah, you do show the... how you do that in the video. I really, really recommend for everybody to go see because you do have the videos and you show exactly how it's done and what it is that you find out. And then let's say you find out that in fact it is aluminum that happens to be the cause of the hair falling out, then you have something that they can do other than throw out their aluminum medication.
Yes. So once I identify, you know, let's pretend the liver goes weak, and the reason the liver goes weak is because of aluminum toxicity, then I would want to help the body to detox it, So I actually, with muscle tests, I don't have to guess. I would actually put the supplements on the body and figure out which one the body actually went strong with. So the liver goes weak, and then, you know, one of the supplements actually makes it go strong, then I know that's the supplement the body needs. The supplements I use is from an organic farm out in Wisconsin. The company's name is Standard Process, because I believe in using food. The body knows how to heal with food. And then the food supplements are actually used to open up the own body's detox pathways. It's not to push the heavy metal out. It's not to cause a heavy detox reaction in the patient. Because if you detox too fast, the patient can actually get headaches, constipation, diarrhea, bloating, really irritable. And if any of that is happening, I actually purposely slow down the detox because I want the body to be able to handle the detox. I want to teach the body that this is what it needs to do on a daily basis, because we don't live in a bubble, and a healthy body, you know, toxin in, toxin out. It shouldn't be a problem because our own detox pathways are open and working. But when patients come to me and their detox pathways are no longer working, you know, that's why they have the symptoms that they have. So it's all about just getting the body to do what it normally would do in the first place if it was healthy.
Yeah, I did a detox program once, and I got so sick. I literally because I detoxed way too fast. I did so much, and my skin started opening up, and I literally felt like I was on fire 24/7. But I really eventually, and I went to a doctor. The doctors didn't know what was wrong with me. I knew what I did. Nobody else did. And the traditional doctor looked at me and just got scared. And I literally just said, that's it. I'm going to die. I'm going to get into bed and until I die.
Wow.
I stopped eating. And, it was the most painful. You're right. I mean, even if you do a detox, you really have to know what you're doing. That's how I learned the hard way. It's not about just taking a whole bunch
way.
Of. Right. So I would say be careful.
Yes, be careful. In your case, you know, it was a very intense reaction. The good news is that it was working too well, so that's why you had the reaction that you had, but it was working.
but it could have killed me.
Yes. So.
And honestly, I wanted to die because I couldn't take the pain. It was too much.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, Tippi. That must have been awful.
Yeah, because I thought, hey, detox, great idea. Boom, jump right into it. You have to be, you know, it is a great idea, but you can't be stupid about it.
Yes. And, that's why, you know, I have to see my patients for follow-ups. I just can't give them supplements and, okay, I'll see you in a month. It is something that has to be really, you know, medicinally looked after. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. This is really fascinating. And we didn't really even have a chance to talk about you. You said that you made a decision, and I have to know, you made a decision that this is what you wanted to do because of what happened to you with the asthma. So what about before that, before you went through that asthma treatment? Was there something else that you were going to do, or like you were just kind of going along, you were very young, and all of a sudden you saw this and you kind of said, wow, I can definitely identify with that?
Yeah, I was young, so, you know, I didn't have to, there was no pressure in trying to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do. And I was lucky enough that Dr. Freddie Yulin was my doctor, and he was the one who developed this technique. You know, so with that type of ingenious that I saw in his office, I just knew. I was like, okay, this is it, you know. And a partly is knowing that Western medicine had failed in some aspects, you know. I was taking the treatments, I was taking the drugs, and instead of actually getting better, I was getting worse. I mean, that's what led me to this alternative. So I was truly lucky enough. I mean, not that many 18-year-olds really know what they want to do for the rest of their life. And I've been doing it for over 10 years now, and I still love it.
Really? doing it, you're still growing with it, and you're still convinced that that's what you're going to do for the rest of your life. That's awesome. That is really awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I could say the same, but it didn't happen to me at 18 or at 20 or at 30. I think I was 35 before I said, oh, yeah, this is definitely. But that's, you know, it's a huge gift. It's a huge gift that you got to be able to do it. And I think that's one of the reasons that you could do so much, so many different aspects of it, because once you know what you want to do, then to get better at it, you just, like you said, you took 250 hours of all kinds of different training to just make you better at what you do. And it's basically, the bottom line is helping people feel better, helping people live
yes.
a healthier body, which there's nothing more important in life than that. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Everything else is secondary to you being healthy, because nothing else is even worthwhile if your body is not healthy.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's really great. And so one of the things that I saw that you have that I was very fascinated by was the chakra glasses. I love them. I bought a pair of glasses today, cheap pair of glasses, which I love the frame. And what I'm thinking is, I got to get those chakra lenses in there, you know?
Yes.
So can you tell us about those? Those are amazing, too. Tell us about those glasses, how they came about, what they are, and all that.
Yeah, so after about 5 or 6 years of doing the chiropractic and the nutrition work together and having these amazing tools and all the knowledge that I have, people would get better in my office, but then they would plateau, and we couldn't get to that full optimal health, and they would plateau when I wasn't expecting it, and I was like, okay, what's going on? And really looking at the body as a whole, and you know, holistically, really delving in, I realized that a lot of the time people's health was being hindered by their emotional state. And you know, I work in New York City, and it's all, you know, go go go, do do do, and stress is the max.
Yeah,
and that played
in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That definitely played into people's health. And so trying to figure out, you know, I teach patients how to meditate and, you know, what other things, you know, we could do to give them stress reduction, stress management tools, exercise. I was interested, and I do yoga, and I was interested in the chakras. And in my office, I muscle test everything. So I was like, why don't I just muscle test the chakras and energy centers in the body? Yeah. That sometimes people have heard of chakras, but they don't really know what it is. And they do come from the yoga. And they are energy centers in the body, and they go from our pelvis, and they go all the way up to our body, to our brain. And they have different colors because the energy have different wavelengths. And every color has a different wavelength. So at your pelvis, you have the red. And then as you work up the body, you have the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and then the violet. And so you have the 7 energy centers. And so I was muscle testing the chakras and realizing where people's energy centers were blocked. And there's lots of different, you know, yoga poses to open up the chakras and using different colors. But I wanted something quick and easy in the office to change the chakra and open it up right then and there. So I did some research and I found chakra glasses. And so I ordered them, but I didn't really care for them, or they didn't give me the effect that I wanted in the office. So I actually ended up developing my own chakra glasses because I wanted that blue color for the throat chakra to be a very specific blue frequency, to be as strong as possible to give that healing effect. And so I went through and developed the chakra glasses with the best possible frequencies and colors. The idea of the chakra glasses are that you wear them, and then that color, that frequency, goes from the eye to the brain and then stimulates and opens it up.
Wow.
Yeah, and so do you remember, Tiffy, with the first time? Go ahead.
So you're saying all you have to do is wear the glasses. That's it. You don't really have to do anything. You don't even have to meditate.
Right.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so how do you know what color glasses somebody needs?
Well, through the muscle testing in my office, that's how I can figure out what somebody needs. But it is very specific in that moment in time what the patient needs. Because energy doesn't, you know, is always flowing, always opening and closing. And then working with a patient for a little while, you know, a few treatments, I can see the patterns and see where their most chronic, you know, one weakest chakra point is. But sometimes I would suggest to listeners, it's almost like if you go online and you do your own research about different chakras and what each chakra means, most people can resonate with one and they just know, like, oh, I definitely need work on my root chakra, because root is about safety and security and feeling grounded and feeling safe and at home in your own body, and has to do with the hip. If people have hip pain, then they know that they would probably need help with their root chakra. And so the different characteristics can help people figure out, you know, which chakra they think that they would need the most help with. And I do think people know. People are aware, and the one that resonates the most with them usually is the one that they need the most.
Yeah. To me, I picked blue because it's my favorite color, and within 2 seconds, I felt very uncomfortable in it. And then when I put on, I think it was the rose reddish one, that felt really relaxing and comfortable. So I don't know what it is with my body that I needed it. You're right, like within 2 seconds, I felt so uncomfortable with the blue one. So obviously, it's not what I needed.
Yes,
that was
pretty
amazing.
You felt the difference.
Mm-hmm. Immediately.
Yeah. And what is needed for treatment in the office is just to wear the glasses for 60 seconds. That 1 minute
wow.
is enough to actually shift the energy. The only thing is, like, let's say you go home and you fight with your best friend, then that energy has shifted back. So, unfortunately, it doesn't stay. But people realize that the benefits that they were getting in the office, that's when I actually just decided to make more glasses for patients to actually buy and take home and just wear, you know, whenever they felt like they needed to.
I think it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea. So you took the idea of the chakra glasses, which was already there, and you basically improved on it and made it more powerful. For the individual
yes.
to be able to do it. And they're really beautiful, and they're trendy. They really look nice. So I definitely would encourage everyone to go check out your website and check out if they need anything, to really give you a call, because I also put your phone number there, your office number there, so they can actually give you a call if they want to, or they can
great.
Go to your website.
Absolutely.
So that sounds really good. So in closing, I would love for you to give us one thing that you can share to help our listeners look better, feel better, be better. Is there something specific that they can do right away?
I think when people think about their own health, what I see in the office most on that first visit is a sense of overwhelm. And either patients are already aware and they're very educated because, you know, there's tons of different books and, you know, you can Google anything, but it can all get very confusing because you Google one thing and you get 10 different answers. And even when I'm at the office with them and I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do and this is the lifestyle changes you need to make. And it, again, you know, even the homework that I'm giving them can be overwhelming. So I guess if it's one thing I can say is, like, just start somewhere, and it's okay to start small, because I feel like people ignore it, or, you know, they don't go and exercise because they just know they can't fit it in 5 times a week. So just start once a week, you know, or they wonder if, you know, going dairy-free is going to help, but they just don't know where to start, you know, but like, okay, let's just go buy almond milk instead of cow's milk this week. And so I guess if it's one thing I could suggest is, you know, just start somewhere small and listen to your body. Your body will tell you if you just ate, you know, a cheeseburger and you have a headache, you know, there's something in that cheeseburger that the body's telling you no to. And so I want people to be their own health advocate in that way and listen to their body. And again, just don't get overwhelmed. And with lifestyle changes, the littlest change and build on top of that.
Well, that sounds good. Listen to your body and make small changes. That sounds like a really smart thing. But I did tell you it was the last thing I was going to ask you, but it's not. Because there's two more things that I want to know. And I know that everybody that is listening would want to know. So I'm going to tell you what those two things are, and then you tell me which one. What I would love to hear, first of all, is specifically what kind of people that you can help, what kind of things specifically that you know are what you do mostly. And then the second question is if you can give us an example of somebody that you help besides you with the asthma, which is huge because so many people suffer with asthma, and it just gets worse with all the medication, with all the breathing help, it really does get worse. But other than that, if you have a case of somebody that you want to talk about that you worked with, then we would love to hear about that too. So those are the two things.
Yeah, those are good questions. So it's, you know, explaining the muscle testing, what you need to know is that even though babies and, you know, small children or even, you know, the very elderly wouldn't be able to necessarily muscle test, I can actually use somebody else to muscle test with them. So just to let you know, if you have that colicky baby and you don't understand why they're crying all the time, they can be muscle tested and we could figure it out. So there's no particular age limit on what it is that I do. And I think I specialize, yeah, and it's important. I love treating children. I love actually showing them how their body responds with food. And, you know, a four-year-old is asking their mom, you know, is this gluten-free? And that knowledge is powerful, you know, so that they grow up to be, you know, healthy adults.
Yeah, because that's so hard with children. They cry and they cry, and you just don't know why. So
yeah,
it's helpful to know that you can actually do that.
Yes, and I think I specialize almost in chronic cases where the patient knows something is wrong, but nobody can tell them what's going on because, you know, it's not a disease yet. So it's that patient who, you know, has had some type of ailment for 5 or 6 years and just, you know, can't get results and using Western medicine. The body is just somehow toxic, and the whole point of health in my office is get rid of the toxins, and with the right nutrition, the body can heal. And so I think when you ask, you know, like about a case study or how I've helped people, one of the things that is very satisfying for me in my office is to help a woman and their husbands or partners get pregnant. Infertility is a very big issue. A lot of women are waiting until they're older, and, you know, 38, 40-year-olds will come into my office after, you know, years of trying to get pregnant and you know, IBS and, you know, a lot of, which is not fun. It's a lot of hormonal instability. It's a lot of money. And they're willing to come to me as a last resort. Like, well, we've tried everything else. Let's try this. And again, the whole point is to get rid of toxins off of the body so that you know, pregnancy can happen. And that's just very rewarding for me. you know, to watch a couple come in to the office and tell me that they're pregnant. And then actually to help that mother through, with her nutrition throughout the whole pregnancy. And then, you know, 9 months later, have that miracle happen. So if anybody's having infertility issues or hormonal issues, you know, I want you to know that there's hope.
Wow, you have no idea how amazing that is, because as you were talking, I was going to ask you, that girl that I mentioned to you that is losing her hair very, very young, I'm not sure exactly how old she is, but I know she's in her early 20s, and she's not getting pregnant.
So here I am thinking, God, I should ask her about that girl's pregnancy. And then you say about pregnancy that you can help people. I'm not sure that she has a problem because, you know, she's very young. She just got married. I don't think it's a problem necessarily. But what I'm wondering is maybe the hair loss, she has toxins, might be what's stopping her from getting pregnant. Because, you know, usually at that age, you get married, you're pregnant in one day. So even when you don't want to be, right?
Even if you don't know if you have an infertility problem, but you just want to have a healthy pregnancy, that's all the more reason. Yeah, that's, you know, of course you want to be healthy.
Wow, yeah. So that sounds really good, and it sounds really helpful because, you know, how much can you go and run around and take tests and tests and come up with nothing is wrong with me, so why is this happening to me if nothing is wrong with me? And now that we think about it, I can definitely think of three people that have been running around to doctors trying to figure out what was wrong with them. So I think what you do is amazing and it's wonderful. And I'm really happy you're in New York City because I happen to be here now, but I'm going to be leaving New York, so that's not so good. So is there a way that you can work on the phone with people, or is this something that you have to be one-on-one?
It all depends on the case. I won't take all cases over the phone. And if I won't take your case over the phone, I could always call the school where I got certified, and we could find the closest practitioner that does the nutrition response testing.
Okay, so that sounds good. So if you, or you can always fly down to New York. It's a fun city, right?
Absolutely. My door is always open.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. That's been wonderful. And I'm thinking, I know I have one question for you that I thought of. You see if I don't write it down. But okay, yeah. So if somebody's pregnant and the doctor wants to give them immunizations, and they're very scared because my daughter just called me and she's pregnant, and the doctor really, I told her, don't take immunizations unless there's something wrong. And the doctor really scared her, saying, oh my God, there's an epidemic going around. If you don't take immunizations, you're hurting your baby. So she called me up really afraid. Would you tell her to take immunizations or to hold back still? Because I'm really against it.
You're a candidate for not taking them?
Yeah, she doesn't really want to take them, but her doctor is really scaring her and telling her that she has to take them.
Yeah, I mean, I would want more information on, you know, why the doctor thinks that she really has to take them.
Because she's pregnant. No, because she's pregnant.
Oh, it's only
because
she's pregnant. Unless there really truly is some sort of medical history where the vaccination can be justified, I wouldn't just do the flu shot to just do the flu shot. I feel like the risks outweigh the pros, but there are cases where there is a legitimate, you know, medical history where the immunization could be of more benefit. But if you're a healthy pregnant woman, I wouldn't just go get a vaccine to get a vaccine.
Oh, okay. I think she wants to give her more than just the flu shot. She wants to give her three vaccinations of three different things that I would say you can justify it if it's an epidemic proportion and there's something going around, but there's nothing going around in that area. So she just called me. Okay, I guess that's something else that we can deal with. But anyway, really, thank you so much. I know that you can help a lot of people that have been running around trying to figure out what is going on with them, and nothing in their body is really showing up right now until later. And so if you can kind of find it before it happens, that's really amazing. So I really thank you so much for joining us and for telling us all about it. And hopefully maybe you can come back one day and give us more, because I know there's so much more to tell.
Absolutely. I have case study after case study. It would be awesome to share it with patients or listeners.
Awesome. Awesome. So we will have the people that I told you about contact you, and maybe we can come back and they can tell us how it went and what happened, and you can tell us the process, and that way we can help more and more people that need that kind of help.
I would love that, Tippi.
Thank you so much. So just mention your website one more time so that everybody can go to that website right now if they feel that they have something that might that you might be able to help with.
Yes, my website and the information can be found at healingartsnyc.com, healingartsnyc.com.
Simple, healingartsnyc,
yes.
NYCNewYorkCity.com. Can't get any simpler than that. Thank you so much for joining us, Alicia. Have a wonderful evening. And everybody else, thank you for listening to Tippi Talk. All you have to do is push that follow button right here on top, and you will get notification for our coming shows that are coming up. We have some great guests lined up for you. And we wish you all a magical journey. And let your talent be your potion. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Alicia. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.